Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 18th. The grains closed sharply lower with May corn down 11.5 cents, 546.5, May wheat down 9.5 cents, 630.5, and May beans down 25.5 cents at 1392.25. December corn was down 7.5 cents at 468. November beans were down 29.25 cents at 1206.25. There was no comeback here today. We made early lows. The beans rallied 13 cents off those lows. They couldn't take out last night's highs, and down we went. You know, as we talked about this morning, the Chinese made those statements about coming up with a campaign to cut corn and soybean usage or content in animal feed. The better rains in Argentina, the drier weather in Brazil, Russia, looking at better crops in the Black Sea area, getting some rain. All that was, you know, pretty negative. I thought the exports were pretty weak, except the corn. But even with that additional sale, making 3 million metric tons over the last 3 days, pretty substantial. But are they actually going to take it? We don't know. Were they just trying to dress this thing up before they go into the summit meeting in Alaska with the U.S.? Hard to know. But for whatever reason, corn didn't fare well, even with the good export numbers. What really, I think, put some pressure on this thing was the crude oil market. We're down, we closed April crude down $4.60 a barrel at $60 even money. We broke it over $5 off the highs at one point. The Energy Information Administration came out with a thing today that said they don't think gasoline prices will get back to pre-COVID prices anytime soon. And they don't think the demand is going to be there. And that sent a quiver or a shake through the crude oil market. And that affected, you know, a lot of things out here. The grains, the meats, nothing really took it too well out here. The Dow Jones, which was at a historic high at 33,233, is now lower on the day. It would take a pretty good move to get a key reversal out of it. Take a quick look at that. We'd have to close the Dow under 32,782. So we're about 200 points away. If we did that, then maybe we'd have a key reversal in the Dow. But none of this, you know, the crude oil was really, I think, the big impetus to move this thing lower here. So there was no bailout, you know, price-wise, no, you know, last-minute rally in the corn or beans out here. We've got May wheat back under $6. We've got May beans back under $14, May corn under $5.50, December corn, you know, well under $4.80 now. So, you know, the charts look weak. People want to be bullish because they think there's going to be a drought this summer. Well, between here and summer, we could see a pretty good sell-off in these markets unless we get a quarterly stocks report that's friendly. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.